What follows is an abstruse physics joke, so forgive me. Quantum computing has disappeared in one place and emerged at a completely different place at exactly the same time, thanks to a breakthrough by an Australian team that stored information for more than 30 seconds. That may not sound like much, but in the quantum computing field, it's a massive world record. It's reported in just one of two papers published today by teams at the University of New South Wales. They hold out the possibility of a quantum computer being built in the next 5 to 15 years. David Mark reports.
The labs of the Australian National Fabrication Facility are exactly what a science lab should be. People in white suits wander around machinery that looks insanely complicated. Probably because it is.
This is the quantum measurement laboratory. This is where the devices that have been fabricated are then cooled down to an extremely low temperature, close to absolute zero.
Andrea Morello is an associate professor in electrical engineering at the University of New South Wales. He's one of the co-authors of a breakthrough paper on quantum computing.
You see in those blue cylinders there is liquid helium, which cools down a superconducting coil of wire.
But first, a step backwards. We're going to have to start at the beginning, and that is some sort of definition about what quantum computing is, or for that matter, will be.
Okay.
So, Scientia Professor Andrew Jurak is the director of the Australian National Fabrication Facility.
Quantum computing is a new type of computing that's being developed by a number of groups around the world. It's all about using single quantum particles like atoms or electrons and encoding information, bits of information, and doing calculations. The reason people are trying to do it is because quantum computers have the ability to store and process exponentially large amounts of data, which allows them to be able to solve problems that that existing computers simply aren't able to do.
The basis of the quantum computer is the quantum bit, which makes use of the fact that atoms or electrons can exist in two states at the same time.
If you have, say, 10 of these quantum bits, then each one of those 10 quantum bits can be in two states at the same time. For example, a 0 or a 1 if it's a binary code, and that's what we want in a quantum computer. So with just those 10 bits, we can store, in fact, 1,024 different numbers at the same time. You increase that number of bits to around 300 bits, and all of a sudden, the number of numbers that you can store in that becomes comparable to the number of atoms in the universe.
That means you can do millions or billions of computations at the same time.
So you get extra computing power out of a much smaller number of bits.
Prototypes of quantum computers do exist, but they're not yet big enough to do meaningful calculations.
At this point, the interesting challenge is to decide where is the most interesting technological platform to go on and build large-scale quantum computers that actually do something that classical computers cannot do.
The teams at the University of New South Wales have tried to do just that, using the basic building blocks of classical computers, silicon.
This is not trivial. There are much simpler ways to make quantum systems than to use silicon microchips. But the reason we are doing that is because if we succeed in making useful quantum bits out of silicon microchips, then we can essentially build upon an existing trillion-dollar worth industry.
Today, the two teams published two different ways of doing that, building quantum chips using silicon. And in the case of Associate Professor Morello's team, hold quantum information for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, so this is the new world record for how long quantum information can be stored in a single quantum bit in solid state. That's 35 seconds. This is a staggering number. I mean, it's literally an eternity.
What does it mean?
Well, it means that we now have the technologies that allow us to think about engineering these chips. To have quantum bits that are this accurate means that the science part is on these largely solved, and now it's a matter of putting them together and doing the engineering and the development.
So you say the next stage is to build a computer. Mm-hmm. When's that going to happen?
Well, I think that we're looking at somewhere between 5 and 15 years.
If it was up to us, we would make it happen as soon as possible. But we are actually making incredible progress. If you had asked the same question 7 years ago, people would have literally rolled their eyes and think, oh, never. But now, this is being turned around, and I think this is very important.
Professor Andrea Morello ending David Mark's report. Those two papers were published today in the journal Nature Nanotechnology.